Now let us pray together, please. Our Heavenly Father, despite the war which is preoccupying us at the moment, we have hearts full of gratitude to you for your provision. Forgive warring man for misusing what you have so graciously provided. Through your people, we pray that those who are at war might be confronted by your word, that you will be the judge among nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Strengthen and empower your word in those who have the courage to witness for you, dear Lord. And may your words be heeded, so that the bloodshed will cease and peace will be restored. Remind those who are acting in criminal ways that they will be accountable for their actions, and however much they deny your existence, we pray that you will plant in them an uneasy but definite feeling that there is a God whose anger will not be appeased until there is a cessation of war. For those who are senselessly bereaved because of war, grant, we pray, the courage to rebuild their lives. For those of us who are not in the war zones, remind us that prayer is powerful because you are omnipotent, and ultimately you will not be ignored. Convince, we ask, those who are responsible for the present war that your divine retribution is indescribable because you are truly omnipotent. May those whose trust in you have peace and hope. Grant to us a vision of what life is like without anger, and give us a desire to be like Jesus, we plead. These things we ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.